Good day, this is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 151 for Thursday, November 20th. I'm Taryn Shields. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform were narrowly mixed amid choppy, quiet activity Thursday morning. Canola values were anywhere from $2 lower to 20 cents higher, the January contract up that 20 cents at $428.10 per ton. Some spillover support came from the gains seen in Chicago soybean and Malaysian palm oil futures. Steady commercial demand for Canadian canola, paired with slow farmer selling in Western Canada, added to the bullish tone. On the other side, weakness in Chicago soy oil and European rapeseed futures in early and overnight activity helped to weigh on canola. The upswing in the value of the Canadian dollar was also bearish as it made canola less attractive to foreign buyers. Soybean futures were firmer, seeing an upward correction following Wednesday's sharp declines. Values were anywhere from 1 to 7 cents higher, the January contract up 6 and a quarter cents at $10.11 per bushel. Demand remained steady for the U.S. oilseed, which was also supportive, though weekly export sales data from the USDA was disappointing. The record large U.S. crop and a recent pickup in farmer selling also limited the gains. Corn futures moved higher as well, lifted by short covering following recent losses. Prices were anywhere from 5 to 6 cents higher, December up 5.5 cents at $3.68¾ a bushel. Strong demand from the domestic ethanol sector and better-than-expected weekly export sales data from the USDA added to the bullish tone. However, record-large U.S. crop prospects continued to overhang the market. Wheat values were firmer as well, finding spillover support from the gains seen in corn. The market was anywhere from 4 to 8 cents higher, December up 6.5 cents at $5.44¼ a bushel. Concerns about cold weather damaging some U.S. winter wheat crops this week further underpin values. However, a continued lack of fresh export demand for U.S. wheat supplies was weighing on the market. That's a look at this morning's markets from ICE Futures Canada and Chicago. This is the Farm Market News for Thursday, November 20th. I'm Taryn Shields.